This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We are inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with Chase Missy. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
The first question, this is the first time you've been to the new building,
yes.
The new KUAF.
Mm-hmm.
You were at the old 747 West Dixon Street location.
Right.
And I think the first question I ever asked you is, what an interesting name for a duo, Chase Missy.
Right.
But it's pretty easy to explain, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's people are like, oh, where'd you come up with that? And then we say, well, it's our first names. They're like, oh, okay. It's not quite as wild and creative as it first appears. So,
and was there ever discussion of it being the other way around?
Well, that's the question. Chase came up with this idea.
It is alphabetical.
Uh-huh. I know.
My name was also a verb, I think, is why I got to go first.
It was kind now of we're going to get really grammatical or I don't even know what that would be, grammatically correct. But, it was kind of funny. Yeah, Missy Chase is kind of weird. But Chase Missy, like, people actually hear it and they don't associate. Until they know our names, they don't really think that's the reason it is that. And then, you know, they find out it's our first names and then it's really not so clever. They're like, but buzzkill. But,
we tried missing Chase. I remember we were going.
And then that, again, was a little bit self-serving on his end. So we
had an
because he became the object of the sentence, yes.
Yes, so we cut that as well. I've tried to change the name several times, but somehow we always stay with Chase Missy.
It was Chase and Missy for a while. Then we couldn't decide whether to capitalize our names.
Ridiculous.
We had it
actually
all lowercase for about 6 months,
I think. If you Google it from the various places we lived, like in Atlanta, it actually comes up in various forms. All one word, all lowercase, separated, uppercase, and the first part of the word. I mean, it's gone through its own versions, but it's always Chase Missy. So.
Well, you want to try them all out, make sure you get the right one.
Absolutely. What looks the best? And we had a logo for a while with the C-star M. It's gone through several versions. Yes.
Did Chase and Missy, the couple, come first through music, or did music bring you two together?
College brought us together, actually. Chase being the cutest guy there, so that worked for
Thank
me.
You.
And
it was a very small campus.
So yeah, it was really, really small. So we definitely met. Music hadn't even been at all a common factor besides talking about music and what interested us. I mean, I think the common denominator when we first started talking was we both liked the Indigo Girls. And so, music being an interest, but no, music as a hobby or an interest as far as playing and performing had never really been introduced until much later.
I sort of had to coax Missy into it, is probably a more accurate description. So,
badgered. I'd like to say
theater
badgered.
Major, music minor, but always could sing and played a little bit of guitar. And I had played and sang for a while. And so, a couple different times, I said, "Well, just get up here and sing harmony with me on this song." And then it just sort of progressed from there. And then when she started playing guitar, and then we started trying to do some songs together that way, and it just kind of built from there. And then we started compiling our odd instrument collection: banjo, mandolin, accordion, and all that stuff. And kind of went.
You say that like that's, you know, I'm just going to learn to play the mandolin and the accordion. How do you learn to play all those things? Because I'm pretty sure, like, the accordion, for example, is one of the most daunting instruments I've ever seen.
And heavy. It's really awkward to hold.
Yeah, it was definitely more. The mandolin is just, you just flip over a guitar and it's like four strings of a guitar in reverse. So it's actually fairly easy to play if you play guitar. So, but no, the accordion, this is actually my grandpa's accordion that was in my aunt's basement at her house, and my mom said, "Hey, they're giving this away. Do you want it?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So at the time, we were living in Atlanta, and we were just playing shows mostly, so we had the days off. So I'm sure, much to Missy's dismay, I just picked this up and started putting songs on the radio and just trying to figure out what key they were in and playing along with them, and then just kind of tried to get a feel for. And we use it in a very limited scope. Like, I don't use bass keys. We almost use it like a bagpipe, which you had mentioned a bagpipe before, but more like a droning kind of sound that complements the acoustic guitar. So
almost like vibes. I mean, it's more just to fill the sound a little bit and round it out. Chase, I don't touch the accordion. It's heavy. I had played it for a little bit on one song, but I somehow managed to wiggle out of that. But yeah, he kind of just went for it like a kid learning a trumpet in the band. He just did it hours and hours.
Well, when you say you'd listen,
I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like,
so what songs would you have on the radio that you would play along with?
Just, well, like popular music or whatever.
And I mean, then I'd just pour some sugar on me. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, just
I don't know if I ever played along. But no, probably more folky, like CDs we had and stuff like that. And
no, you did used to play Lean on Me all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and just kind of, I took piano lessons for a couple years when I was like 10, so I kind of had a feel for like what keys were anyway and that kind of thing. And so I just would say, you know, to Missy, then once I kind of got the hang of it, I would just have her get out her guitar and say, well, you just play for like 30 minutes and like, you know, something in the key of C. And then she would just play like a riff, and then, and sometimes even I think we would record something and just put it like on a loop and just let it play for like 30 or 45 minutes, and I would just sit there and play in that key and figure out where all the sharps and flats were and just, you know, what kind of, we use it like for a lot of riffs, so it's mm-hmm. it's almost like we figure out little like kind of sounds, and then we'll use that, and then when she starts singing, then I'll go back into something simpler like that's just background. And then, you know, the chorus is usually bigger, so you'll do like, you know, do a chord just playing like two keys to give it a more full sound and maybe go to like lower notes. So that's kind of how we use it. But it was a long process. I mean, we lived in an apartment at the time, so I'm sure the people around us were like, what?
We didn't have a lot of friends and sure our neighbors.
Like, well, this guy, I did it during the day, so hopefully they were at work. But I'm sure people were like, wow, that is so annoying. Would you please stop playing the same thing over and over again for like the last 3 hours? So. But usually we hit on something. So if she writes a new song, we decide that it'll be a good song for the accordion. Now it's to the point where we can just kind of goof around for 10 or 15 minutes, and then she'll be like, yeah, that was it. That sounds great with that, you know, that kind of thing. So
we should mention that one reason you're here is because you're the going to close out the Mountain Street Music
series.
Thank you. At the Fayetteville Public Library.
Yes. We're excited about that. We actually have, we played at the library once for first night a while ago, but that was, you know, separate things. It's our first time just playing specifically a library show. And now with our, you know, almost three-year-old, we frequent the library. So it kind of is paying it forward a little bit because they really host us a lot. So, it's our first time playing there.
What, can we hear a song?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's use the accordion, shall we?
Sure. Sounds good.
This song is called Don't Ask Why.
Don't Ask Why.
Thank you.
beautiful song.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the accordion debut for the Furman Garner Performance
I'm
Studio.
99.9% sure that is the first accordion in here.
Awesome.
We're honored.
We're painting that on there.
You should.
Yes. Yes. You guys have a sticker or something?
Sure, we should have one.
Will it be the two of you at the Mountain Street?
No, we're bringing everybody.
Gonna have
so
the whole
be a four-piece, yeah.
I don't know how now the library's open, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be rocking out the Walker room
gonna,
there.
They're going to shush us. My mom's a librarian, so she might come
we'll
in
make
and
Gary
me.
Bring his brushes, so yeah. Not too bad on the
yeah,
drum,
we're going to
so.
Rock the we're rocking
yeah,
the
we're going to play... all the upcoming shows, including the even on the mountain on the Mount Sequoia show up there, we'll bring the whole band and we'll kind of scale things down. So it's funny that room up there, you know, it's like a long skinny room and you actually play sideways. So we had the whole band up there last year, and the first 10 minutes people are kind of like, whoa, but you know, they kind of
get acclimated.
Yeah.
And that's on July 5th this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we've had the accordion. Mm-hmm. Missy, you have a banjo?
I do. I have a blue banjo.
Is your grandfather's banjo?
No. This would be...
But there is a good story with this banjo.
Yeah. Chase surprised me with this banjo when we lived in Atlanta. Really surprised me, actually. We were driving, and we were out in the middle of... Is it South Carolina?
Well, this... I tried to buy it on eBay, and the bid wasn't high enough. So I just called this guy and said, what's, like, the lowest amount you would take? So he said, this much, but it's, like, you know... $40 to ship it or something. And we were living in Atlanta. Missy's parents were in Washington, D.C. So I said, well, we'll just go through South Carolina on the way up and I'll go pick it up. So little did we know, this guy's shop, for lack of a better term, was just basically like in the middle of nowhere. And so when we got in there, there was no one. So we finally found the shop. There was like a small name written on the top of it. And so we walked in and there was no one in there, but there was like hundreds of instruments just hanging on the walls. And so I was like, okay, how do I find like the person I'm supposed to pay to pick this up? And then I found him, and then he was like, he acted like he didn't know what I was talking about for quite a while.
And we drove like...
And Missy, mind you, was blindfolded in the car the whole time because...
There it is. I was wondering where that element of the story was.
It was supposed to be a surprise.
Was she blindfolded the whole way from Atlanta?
No.
Oh.
Just when we got into South Carolina.
Antoinette, he would have done that. We could have pulled it off, but yes, no.
No, I blindfolded her because I didn't want her to see that we were pulling up to this thing, and then I was going to put it in the trunk, and then when we got away from the thing, because I was going to wrap it up and give it to her on Christmas morning.
But I just want to add here that he blindfolds me after driving through the hollers of wherever we are, and he goes, I'm going to blindfold you, and I'm sitting there going, I mean, I know you. I've known you for several years now, but still, this is really uncomfortable. It was very strange.
The man actually bragged to me. I said, man, you're out here in the middle of nowhere. He said, yeah, they filmed Deliverance about 8 miles down the road from here on such and such river. And I was like,
and you're getting a banjo.
Yes, and I'm getting a banjo.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
so I was like, seriously? He goes, yeah, they really filmed a lot of the scenes from it right down the road here at something. So.
But it ended up getting me a really cute blue banjo, yeah. So I can't complain. So. But it was quite a journey.
Yes.
Yep.
Do you mind playing a song that includes this wonderful banjo?
All right, this song's called American Dream, and it features a Spanish intro.
All your yesterdays. midnight, they met in front of the A&P. Billy drove an old Dodge Dart from 1973. Roger never had a clue till he woke up the next day. Found a letter waiting by the front door that did say, went by and Roger never heard a thing till he got an envelope with Betty's wedding ring. Took it to the local pawn shop where he got $50. Packed his car for Vegas, said this one horse town still stinks. Going home ain't easier than running away. Staring at the faces of all your of all your yesterdays. Too many promises are broken, I can't stay. Going home ain't easier than running away.